Hello everybody, I'm George Myland, and here I am in Camera de Lobos, as in Chamber of Wolves, or Council of Wolves, in Madeira, Portugal. You see that cliff there? I was told that's the second highest sea cliff in the world. I'm not sure if it's true. There's an even higher one in Taiwan. Which you could zoom in, see some of the houses there, but they're about to fall off the edge of the cliff. And there is the North Atlantic Ocean, okay? So there's a shingle beach down there, and there's a little diving platform anchored to the bottom of the sea, and some guys are on it jumping in, playing with the ball and stuff like that, floating a little bit, not wandering too far. So this is a town which is effectively a suburb of Funchal now. So this is Praia da Vigário, as in I think it's the traveller's beach, the voyager's beach. So yeah, a lovely little town, and there's step farming around here because the mountains rise very abruptly out of the sea on this volcanic island. Winston Churchill famously came here in 1950 and painted a picture of the town. See, that was his leisure, that was his diversion, how he used to de-stress in the Second World War. I know this a few years after the war. He was leader of the Conservative Unionist Party, so leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition, not yet became Prime Minister again, that's 1951. Look at the bandstand here. So there's some vernacular Madeiran architecture with the orange roofs and the green shutters and so forth. Mostly white buildings to reflect the sun. It's quite cloudy, but that's welcome. It's never been too hot. Scarcely broken a sweat here, so very agreeable. And it's got a very narrow temperature range. And it's like sort of 20 degrees Celsius, even at Christmas. So there we go. So you can see why it's such a popular holiday destination. This is a Praça da Autonomia, as in Autonomy Square, because after the Revolution of the Carnations in 1974, this place got autonomy. So they got a very distinctive identity. Then if they've got their own dialect of Portuguese, there it is. So because we're out in the Atlantic, they're even more venturesome than mainland Portugal. And the Portugal, they only claimed it and settled it in the 15th century. I'm not sure when they had discovered it. There was no autochthonous population. So some quite modern space age buildings up there with the huge windows to look out over the ocean. And they had various flags up here. So they're Portuguese people of all ethnicities, black Portuguese people, Chinese Portuguese people. Remember they had Macau was a Portuguese possession for centuries and so forth. Yeah, but they don't see any lifeguards on duty. They do have the green flag, which is showing there. So very recommended. There's a little Catholic church in town. And then you can see the backbreaking work it must have been to dig the mountainside into those steps so that they could farm it. Pretty difficult to farm at a 45 degree angle. So it's a real workout for the cars when they get up and down these. So obviously plenty of seafood served, plenty of traditional Portuguese dishes, not too spicy, chicken, pork and so forth. And there are even a few vegetarian items. Yeah, so that's it. Really liking it. You can see why tourists come from all over Europe and indeed further afield to here. So that's the beach I'm talking about. Yeah, unfortunately, the woman in the restaurant told me there are only two sandy beaches on the whole island. And someone else I met looked up and said, no, it's six. Okay, there we go. All right, so then they had to put some netting around these rocks here to stop the scree falling down on people and killing them. How about that? And there's some deserted islands near here. Ilhas Desertadas, that's why they're called that. And then just occasionally scientists going there for conservation studies. They're the habitat for aquatic birds and so forth. All right, so that's enough from Câmara dos Lobos near Funchal. Try and put the fun into Funchal. What say you? All right, toodaloo everyone. Thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then at PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.